Take it or we're leaving. That's the message from Boris Johnson to European leaders as he reveals his government's refreshed proposal for a Brexit deal. Speaking in Manchester, Mr. Johnson told the Tory party faithful that he's offering a fair compromise to get Brexit done at the end of this month. Europe correspondent Bridget Brennan reports from Manchester.
Boris Johnson stepped into a Manchester convention centre to a hero's welcome. To many here, he's the man who'll save a fractured Conservative Party by taking a tougher line on Brexit.
To withdraw from the EU with control over our own trade policy.
Time is running out fast. Under law, Britain and the European Union have until the end of the month to put Brexit to bed. Mr. Johnson is presenting what he says is the UK's final offer for the terms of a divorce deal.
The alternative is no deal. And that is not an outcome we want. It is an outcome for which we are ready.
The controversial element of Mr. Johnson's plan would see Northern Ireland taken out of the European Union Customs Union after a transition period, and that would mean some checkpoints to monitor goods moving between Ireland and Northern Ireland, although Mr. Johnson says that could be done away from the border.
We will, under no circumstances, have checks at or near the border in Northern Ireland.
The Irish government isn't buying it, saying it falls a long way short of what was already agreed with former Prime Minister Theresa May. The European Union's chief negotiator, Michel Barnier, will look at the proposals but remains cautious.
We will continue to work to reach a deal. The no deal will never be the choice of the EU, never.
The Prime Minister used his speech to poke fun at the Parliament, which has so far blocked his every move.
If Parliament were a reality TV show, then the whole lot of us, I'm afraid, would have been voted out of the jungle by now. But at least we'd have had the consolation of watching the Speaker being forced to eat a kangaroo testicle.
But after the laughter dies down, the Parliament still holds the chips. Inside the convention centre full of adoring fans of Boris Johnson, the mood was jubilant. On the outside, Manchester locals have had enough.
Well, I wake up with anxiety most mornings listening to the Today programme on the radio. The country has been divided, Johnson's cynically taking us into a no-deal Brexit.
It's just a complete distraction, it's just complete chaos, it's a disaster, absolute disaster.
This is Bridget Brennan reporting from Manchester for AM.